What does Zoe have in the treasure box? Zoe has a globe of the whole world. Oh, and Zoe has a kiss. So we want to kiss the whole world? What? We'll see if Zoe wants to talk about it. If not, then we'll see if anybody else. Why do you have a globe in the treasure box?
Because the Lord is king over all the earth.
The Lord is king over all the earth. And is this kiss left over from last time? Okay. The Lord is king over all the earth. Well, today is Pentecost Sunday. Anybody know what penta means? It means five. Today is 50 days from Easter and 10 days from Ascension. Now, what happened today? Look around. See, there's about 40 people in the church. This church will hold about 120 people. This is what happened on that day. There was a big festival. It was called the Pentecost Festival. And it was a harvest festival. And it was like in downtown Tiffin. It was downtown. And everybody in town was there. People came from all over to celebrate this feast. And imagine this church filled with the disciples of Jesus. And that's the only people. And you know, one of the things it's fair to say is today is somebody's special birthday. You know whose birthday it is? Is it your birthday? It is. I don't know. It's the birthday of the church. It's the birthday of the church. Because they were all gathered, 120 people, in a room about this size. And all of a sudden, Thomas felt like this wind blow by his face. And he thought, Peter left the door open again. And he looked back, and the door was closed. And he felt the wind blow by him again. He's like, dang, the candles moved? And he looked around, and everything was closed. All of a sudden, out of the floor, and out of the ceilings, and out of the windows, came fire. And they thought, we're all going to die. The place is on fire. And this fire came, and Thomas went, oh. And it went and it hit Peter right in the face. But it didn't catch on fire. And then another group of fire came and Thomas kind of ducked. And another group. And finally it hit Thomas right in the face. And he was thinking, this is crazy. And imagine this whole church filled with people, about 120 people. And all the disciples are there. And this one new guy named Matthias, he replaced Judas, he was there. Mary, Jesus' mother, was there. This place is filled and all of a sudden it's on fire. But nobody's burning up. In fact, they're feeling something in their hearts. Because they were afraid. They were in that room because they were afraid. And all of a sudden, like Zoe said, Jesus is Lord of all the earth, and they're not afraid anymore. They feel safe. And they all burst out of the church and run out into downtown Tiffin, and they start going like this. What did I say? They didn't know either. They just started this weird talking. But you know what? All the people of the world who were gathered out there understood them. And they were talking, like Zoe said, that God is the Lord of all the earth, and that's what they were telling them. And they weren't afraid anymore. They felt safe. And their hearts burned within them. And they remembered all the stuff that Jesus had said after he rose from the dead 50 days ago. And he spent like 40 days, a little over a month, teaching them. And then he left. He'd been gone about 10 days, about a week and a half. He just, he went to heaven. He was gone. And the reason we consider it the birthday of the church is now they went out into the streets of Jerusalem, which is like downtown Tiffin, and started proclaiming God's goodness, and then, like Zoe said, went through the whole world with that power and that presence of God. And each one of you can have that fire in your hearts and in your lives, that you can go out and do phenomenal things. Phenomenal things. But we got to feel safe and we got to not be afraid. And I'm going to tell you one more story, and then we're going to pick somebody for next time to take the treasure box. And that will be on the 15th of June. But here's the story. There was a little girl, probably just about Zoe's size, or maybe about your size. And they went to the playground, and in that playground, there were three slides. There was a my size slide. There was a big slide. And then there was a, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me slide. It was really huge. Well, they looked at the, remember, destroyed mama bear, baby bear, papa bear? Well, that's kind of what these slides were, except the one slide was just huge. So the little girl went on the slide, the first one, and it was kind of scary, but she went up, and her mom and her dad were watching her, and mom wanted to get over there and catch her, and dad said, let her try. Go ahead and let her try. Let's see what she does. So she went up to the top of the slide, and then you know what she did?
She went down it.
Give it some skin. All right. She went down it. Absolutely. Went down. Great fun. And she went back and down it and back and down it and back and down and back down and back down. She just had so much fun. And then she went, ooh, there's another slide. I think I'll try that slide. Because she was seeing some of the bigger kids go down that slide. She said, I can do this. And she got over there and she looked up that slide and looked up that ladder and said, that doesn't look safe. That looks kind of scary. But she was going to do it. And she started up the ladder and she got about a third of the way and said, I'm going to go down. And she went down. And then the bigger kids went up and went down the slide. And she said, I'm going to do it. And she went up about halfway and she kind of stalled. And her mom said, go get her, go get her. Don't let her be on. And her dad said, wait a minute, let's watch. Let's just watch what happens. She started up. She said, felt kind of scared. Didn't feel safe. Didn't know if this was a good idea. And she went up, and man, was this high. It had been the highest up on a slide she'd ever been in her life. And she went down, and then what'd she do?
She went down it.
Ah, good. That's it. She went down, and she said, I can do this. This is very cool. And she went up again, and still it was a little bit unsafe. She didn't know. It was kind of scary. But she went up, and pretty soon, she was going down with all the big kids. Right down the slide. Now there was a third slide, right? And this was an, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. This is a nosebleed up in the sky. You're like in the clouds, high sky. Slide. I mean, it was really big. And somebody had put wax paper on the slide and made it really slippery. So even the big kids were kind of scared. But she was going to go down that slide. And she got there. And her mom said, this is a bad idea. And dad said, wait, let's see what happens. And she starts up the slide. And she gets to the middle. And she freezes. She's holding on. She can't go up. She can't go down. She's stuck right in the middle. And she starts to cry because she's so afraid and she's so overwhelmed by even the situation that she had created. Because she had tried the little slide and it worked. And she had tried the middle slide and it worked. All on her own effort. But this one, this was beyond her. She had started into a project that she could not finish. And she was scared and frightened and couldn't move, couldn't go up, couldn't go down, and hung on with all of her might and said, "Dad! Dad! Help me. Help me. I can't go up. I can't go down. I am overwhelmed. I can't go any further." And Dad said, "Okay. Now's the time." And Dad went up and climbed the slide and got right behind her and said, "Okay, I'm with you now. We can do this." And she said, "Dad, I'm going to fall." And he said, "No, you're not." And she said, "Dad, I'm scared." And he said, "Yeah, I know, but I'm here with you. Don't worry about it." And together they started climbing that slide. And they got to the top. And she sat down on her dad's lap. And he wrapped his arms around her and said, "We're okay now. Don't worry. You'll be all right. I'm here." And down the slide they went together. Sometimes we're just like that. We can go up a little slide. We can even go up the middle slide. But sometimes in life, whether we're you guys' age or my age, or, and I don't think anybody here will ever get as old as Jim Hall, but even Jim's age, we can get on that slide and get stuck in the middle and say, "Oh my God, I can't go up. I can't go down. I am totally overwhelmed." And that's when the Lord sends His Holy Spirit to wrap His arms around you, and together you're kept safe. And you're protected. And you can face whatever challenge is in front of you. Whether you created it or it was created for you, but you are not alone. The Lord sent that Holy Spirit to wrap His arms around you and hold you tight, just like your dad would if you were on a slide and you were scared. And that happens if you're this big or this big. It doesn't matter. Will you do me a favor? See that little piece of paper right there? Will you go get that for me? Thank you. Well, let's give Zoe a hand. She had a globe in there. This was the gospel for this time. This is the gospel for next time from the Gospel of Luke. This is for the 15th of June, which is the middle of the month, the third Sunday, which is our kids' Sunday. And now we're going to put this gospel in here, and we've got to get somebody else to take the treasure box home and to think about what kind of stuff to put in it. Now, Zoe put a globe in there. You can put a number of different things. You can put more than one thing if you want to.
15th of June is not on a Sunday. It's either the 12th or the 19th. Is it the third Sunday?
The third Sunday.
19th.
Ha! Just wanted to see if anybody was listening. Okay, well, who would like to take the treasure box home and think about stuff to put it? Let's see. see, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we got 5 different people who want to do it. I'm going to put, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to pick a number. We're going to pick a number between 1 and 20, and I have that number in my head and I promise not to change it. Between 1 and 20, and the person that gets closest to the number gets to take the treasure box home. So, who, did you want to take the treasure box? Who raised their hand? Okay, what's your number?
1 through 20.
1 through 20. Just say a number between 1 and 20. Ten. That's a good number.
8.
8.
15.
15.
6.
6. Anybody else?
She did.
No, she's too far away.
She's too far away.
Yeah.
The number was 18. So you are the winner of the treasure box. Now this is what you're going to do. Right here is the gospel. You're going to go home. Are you guys going to be here on the 19th?
Checking my calendar.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
We should be,
I think.